Today, what I would like to talk about is the damn 13th Amendment. Now, a lot of people aren't aware of what the 13th Amendment basically talks about because it's put in so many words, but when you go to Wikipedia, the first sentence should say something like, you are entitled, or slavery is abolished. You are considered a free person, except for when you are convicted. Okay. When you are convicted, that makes you a slave. Now, I know so many black people who are being convicted off of hearsay. Now, to me, being that the court is a court, and the police officers know the judge knows the lawyers, lawyers know the cops, and it goes full circle. Like, I basically say that's a triangle. And to me, that's a triangle trap, because some of us can't afford a lawyer that will protect for us. We afford lawyers that will just speak on our behalf and use fancy words. Now, and sometimes the judge doesn't take your word for anything until you pay a lawyer. So no matter what, it's like either you pay for your freedom. That's basically what it feels like. Either you pay for your freedom, or we're going to take it away from you, and you're going to be a slave underneath our hands, and we're going to make sure that you do what we tell you to do. And then once you're in the system, you're a slave to the system. Like, so many, I'm not going to say names, but so many people that I've grown up with basically are in and out of the system and are caught in situations that just automatically link them because they have a charge. It's just being out, something could happen right next to them, they have nothing to do with it, but then get in trouble for it. That's not always the case, but it's bad that that could possibly happen. It's not even fair that that could possibly be a thing. So what I'm encouraging people to do is to look up that 13th Amendment. It's not, in a way, it appeals to everyone, not just black. Just so, with that being said, I want us to all start being a little bit more cautious about certain things. And then when I come back into this segment, it's going to be me talking about my religious perspective on why things are so hard upon us and things like that. And hopefully it'll get us to open our minds and get our minds ticking a little bit.